The first reading for the Wednesday of Laetare is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, What do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, why, this is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every man is a leper. Even Bartimaeus, blind from birth, is in truth nothing more than a leper. Of course, a doctor would disagree with that assessment. Science would say that the poor man just suffered from some malign deficiency or deformation of the eye. Maybe so. But there is leprosy there as well. Whether you can diagnose it scientifically is of no consequence, because you can diagnose it with a quick look. The one with cancer really has leprosy. The one with failing eyesight really has leprosy. The one with hip pains, with back troubles, with arthritis really only has leprosy. The one with anxiety, depression, or emotional stress really only has leprosy. You are all lepers, but science and medicine will never be able to tell you that, because science and medicine do not know what it is to be a leper. But the Pharisees do. In fact, they weaponize it against poor Bartimaeus. You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? You see, the leprosy of which the church speaks, and with which she has diagnosed you, is of a spiritual sort. Though just because it is spiritual does not mean it does not manifest physical symptoms. It does. This leprosy is the kind that slowly destroys you from the moment of conception until you finally succumb to your ailment in death. That Bartimaeus is blind is a symptom of his sin. That the body contracts illness is a symptom of a deeper spiritual ailment. That the body suffers and dies is a symptom of a leprosy beyond the ability of humanity to treat. The body and all its members are wasting away slowly but surely. And the center of it all is the heart. The heart is where the leprosy lives, paradoxically undetectable and witnessed. Were this not the case, Jesus would have no grounds or motivation to tell you that he will give you a heart transplant. Like Naaman the Syrian, that pompous leper, you must be sprinkled clean with water, so that through such water, Jesus can transplant your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your limbs, your entire body and soul, and all your members. Sometimes the water for the sprinkling is the Jordan, and sometimes it is the very spittle of the Son of God. But always, it is a transplant, removing the dead and the dying from you and replacing it with the vibrant, the living, the active. It is the great miracle for which David prays and for which you yourselves pray week in and week out. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Regrettably, so many do not find the value in Jesus because they still do not recognize their leprosy as leprosy. Maybe the blind will regain their sight, and maybe they will not. But they will die. And even the blindness is only a symptom. Yet, what medicine has man concocted that will stay death? What cure for that leprosy has been discovered? The Pharisees excommunicate Bartimaeus for telling them the answer. The world does likewise to you. Who are you, simple-minded country folk, to presume an expertise beyond that of the experts? Sadly, the wisdom and expertise of experience adds no letters to the end of your title, nor does it add credence to your words. Nevertheless, you and Bartimaeus both know what's what. You know that Jesus is the cure. If he were not God, he could do nothing. And neither could you. He gives the medicine, and he is the medicine, the food of immortality, the scourge of the ravaging leprosy that is sin. Where there is Jesus, there is the washing water and the declarative word. Where there is Jesus, there is healing, in that he creates a new heart within you, a Jesus heart. Where there is Jesus, there is forgiveness, the only proven treatment against your illness. Bartimaeus dies in the end, but he dies with better eyes than those with which he was born. And he dies with better arms and legs and feet and hands and nose and ears and mouth. And above all, with a better heart that pumps not his own blood, but Jesus' blood. When your heart pumps Jesus' blood, it never stops beating. And when your heart never stops beating, you never really die. Of course not, because you are no longer a leper. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.